Until last week, Seattle's growth looked endless and predictable. Amazon was hiring new workers. Planners were struggling with housing and transit needs that kept exceeding expectations. But with Amazon's announcement that it's going to build a second headquarters somewhere else, all bets are off. Carolyn Adolph of KUW's Region of Boom team reports on how we got here.
Westlake and Denny in South Lake Union, also known as Whole Foods. There was a time when this was the grocery store at the edge of nowhere. Now this place is swimming with people. It happened fast, from the planner's point of view, too fast.
We did not expect the rapid growth of Amazon so quickly.
This is Jim Holmes of Seattle's planning department. Holmes was working on South Lake Union from 2008 to 2013, as Amazon was taking over the neighborhood. Now he goes to the Whole Foods and marvels.
The last time I was sitting on the stairs eating lunch, and there was some people tap dancing, you know, had their hat out, and it was, you know, a really nice, exciting place to be. And that place used to be nothing.
Planners expected 18,000 workers in South Lake Union. They got 40,000, and that was Amazon alone. It doesn't count the other tech companies that positioned themselves here. Was there ever a moment when they saw this coming?
You know, I remember hearing probably 2011, 2012-ish, that they were going to be hiring, I think I heard the number at the time, 1,900 new jobs. And that seemed like, you know, we were still in the recession, and that seemed, well, that's really interesting. That probably should have been my first clue that Amazon wasn't on a different trajectory.
Amazon's trajectory was so large, it took in the whole region. We feel it everywhere, on the roads and in our homes. There's a widening gap between the number of new people and places for them to live. That gap stands at an estimated 11,000 people in Seattle alone. That's the equivalent of four Bainbridge Island ferries and a Whidbey Island ferry, all stuffed to the gills with people who need places to live. The housing gap also extends deep into King and South Snohomish counties, triggering fierce competition in rental and resale housing markets and a soaring cost of living.
If we had grown at a kind of a steady pace, perhaps we could have seen these things sooner and reacted sooner.
This is Diane Sugimura, who was head of Seattle's planning department until she retired last year. The city has been engaged in a neighborhood-by-neighborhood effort to build new affordable housing. It's a process known as HALA. Sugimura says the going is too slow.
I was hoping it would be put in place faster.
She says she understands why it hasn't. Changing regulations means you have to hold community discussions. Those take time.
And I totally get that. It's just that we need the housing now.
And because we lack sufficient housing for the people who have already moved here, Sugimura says Amazon's plan to grow somewhere else will not take rents and prices down soon.
I think it's still going to be a while because there are so few houses for sale, and there's still a gap in terms of that number of housing units. And my guess is developers will probably try to get that next project done before things start slowing down. If they do.
It's that if that has entered the room, where before it wasn't there. A few weeks ago, regional planners were talking about the possibility that Seattle would grow from a city of 700,000 to 1 million. A boom that lasts a generation. Now, recriminations have started. Our transit is inadequate, our business climate isn't friendly enough, and there's apprehension. Is there a price to pay for losing much of Amazon's future growth, just as there was already a price for having it here in the first place? In South Lake Union, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.